Hello, everybody. My goodness, but this is wonderful to be back at this old microphone again and to be able to speak to and thank all you wonderful people for the great love and affection you have shown for me during what has been the most dreadful ordeal of my 41 years. I've felt something was wrong for the past 3 or 4 years, but I've been taking little short holidays and thinking to myself, well, maybe it was just a rest I needed, and saying to myself, well, really, it's impossible for a strong-hardy daughter of the North to have out wrong with her, but after completing my last film, Shipyard Sally, I said to myself, Grace, lass, they'll have to go and see a doctor. That much worse. And I never dreamed, though, that it was going to be such a do as it's been. But thanks heaven and Mr. Searle, my surgeon, and all those wonderful sisters and nurses at the Chelsea Women's Hospital, I've pulled through. Mind you, I'm not quite fit yet, you know. I mean, I don't feel like riding a bicycle to Rochdale or anything like that. But it's really grand to feel as well as I do after the ordeal. I want to say a special thank you to the Bishop of Blackburn. The day he came to see me was, I think, the most critical day of my illness. I felt all the fight had gone out of me and I could feel myself slipping past. But after your prayers, dear Bishop, if you are listening, a miracle seemed to happen. For I found myself slowly gaining strength again. It was wonderful. And I do thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming to see me. And now I want to say thank you to all you wonderful people from all over the world who have written me such beautiful letters, and for all the lovely flowers and telegrams and countless other presents. I tell you, you've made me cry. I've been so overcome by your devotion. You see, I always thought you liked me a little bit, but I didn't think you loved me. Well, not so much anyway. My only wish now is to try and please you with my work in the future, as I seem to have done in the past. I'm going to Capri to get some sunshine, and I hope that in 2 or 3 months' time, with God's help, I shall be my old self again. Now I feel maybe you'd like to hear the old voice. We haven't been mucking that about, so I'm just going to sing a verse of a song which I think you all know. The words express, I feel, all that I'm trying to say to you now.